Lesson 25. The Polar World. Part 2. Though nature generally wears a more stern and forbidding aspect on advancing towards the pole, yet the high latitudes have many beauties of their own. Nothing can exceed the magnificence of an Arctic sunset, clothing the snow-clad mountains and the skies with all the glories of colour, or be more serenely beautiful than the clean starlit night, illuminated by the brilliant moon, which for days continuously circles around the horizon, never setting until she has run her long course of brightness. The uniform whiteness of the landscape and the general transparency of the atmosphere add to the luster of her beams, which serve to guide the natives in their nomadic life and to lead them to their hunting grounds. A number of icebergs floating in the sea, a familiar scene in polar regions, is one of the most magnificent spectacles in nature. But the wonderful beauty of these crystal cliffs never appears to greater advantages than when clothed by the midnight sun with all the splendid colours of twilight. In the distance they seem like masses of burnished metal or solid flame. Nearer at hand, they're like huge blocks of purest marble inlaid with pearl and opal gems. Thousands of sparkling little cascades leap into the sea from their sides, the water being discharged from the lakes of melted snow and ice that repose in the quietude of the valleys. But of all the magnificent spectacles that relieve the monotonous gloom of the Arctic water, there is none equal to the magical beauty of the aurora. Night covers the snow-clad earth, the stars glimmer feebly through the haze which so frequently dims their brilliancy in the high latitudes. When suddenly a broad and clear bow of light spans the horizon in the direction where it is traversed by the magnetic meridian. This bow sometimes remains for several hours, heaving or waving to and fro, before it sends forth streams of light towards the zenith. Sometimes these flashes proceed from the bow of light alone, at others they simultaneously shoot forth from the many opposite parts of the horizon, and form a vast sea of fire, whose brilliant waves are continually changing their position. Finally, they all unite in a magnificent crown or cupola of light, with the appearance of which the phenomenon attains its highest degree of splendour.